Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. You can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. Joining us now is former Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach. Mr. Secretary, thank you for joining us this evening. Nice to talk to you again, my friend.
John, always a pleasure, and I love the bumper music, Won't Back Down. And also, happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you.
Your birthday was the third, right?
The second, but close enough. Me and John Carmichael, we're like birthday buddies. One of the few things we have in common. Your good friend, John Carmichael, by the way.
Yes, yes. Well, and I want your listeners to know that, and you should know this, July 2nd was the day that the Declaration of Independence was actually signed. So
yes.
Your birthday is the real Independence Day.
That is true.
It was only published on the 4th, so really you've got a very important birthday, my friend.
Thank you. Well, okay, see, now I feel better. Now, so I'm the real Yankee Doodle Dandy. Ha ha. Go there. That'll show you. Mr. Secretary, I have to ask, you know, we talked in Dodge City recently, and we had a great conversation. One of the questions that I asked was about, you know, there's a lot of folks out there that are concerned about uniting the party and think that after the governor's race, with you as a Senate candidate, that you might be a drag on down ballot races and put the Senate seat in jeopardy. I asked you this question in Dodge City. I thought you had a very good answer. I thought I'd give you a chance to let our Wichita listeners hear it, because I don't know if that's necessarily the case, but I think you have a chance to at least let them hear your answer.
Sure. I'm glad you asked that question again. So a lot of your listeners will know that in the past 56 years, we've had a really consistent pattern, and that no Republican has followed a Republican in the governor's race, no Democrats followed a Democrat. So it's been a pendulum, Republican-Democrat for 56 years. And I tried to break that pattern. I knew it was going to be an uphill struggle, but tried to do that. And the objective was to get as many votes in 2018 as Brownback got in 2017. And so you'd think, well, evidently we failed, right? Actually, we got 21,000 more votes than Brownback did in 14. But what happened in 2018 was a blue wave in the Kansas City metro area. There were 80,000 extra votes. Normally, the Democrats get right on the money about 90,000 in a non-presidential year in that district. They got 170,000, and that swamped every statewide race. So every statewide race in 2018 had 80,000 extra Democrats because of the third district wave. And that meant that all the margins were much closer, and in a tight governor's race, it was enough to tip it the other way. And it was just, you know, that was a wave that was part of a national wave, too. You know, you saw Scott Walker lose the governorship of Wisconsin. You saw Matt Bevin, very popular governor, lose in Kentucky. And so the good news is that 2020 is shaping up to be a red wave. And regardless of, even if it weren't, those extra voters that voted in the third district for the Democrat, they're going to be counteracted by the Trump voters who are coming out once every 4 years for the president. So all of the polling right now is showing that whoever the Republican nominee is for the U.S. Senate seat from Kansas, and this is from Rasmussen, this is from McLaughlin, these are from the top shelf national pollsters, are all saying, doesn't matter whether it's Kobach or one of the other guys, the Republican is going to win, and the margin is going to be about 10% victory over Barbara Bollier. So that's the good news. So that means Republicans you know, should recognize that Senate races are different in Kansas. We haven't lost a Senate seat since 1932. All of the pollsters are saying it doesn't matter who the Republican name is. At the end of the day, on a hard reelect for President Trump, Republicans will be lining up behind the senator as well. So the question is, what kind of Republican do you want? Do you want a conservative who's a fighter, or do you want an unknown, or do you want someone like I would say, Roger Marshall, don't take my word for it, but Lou Dobbs called him a rhino on national TV a few weeks ago. You know, I think we need a conservative fighter, obviously.
Well, and another difference is Laura Kelly was a backbencher without much of a record, and Barbara Beaulieu has a toxic voting record. So it's not going to be easy for her to mislead people like Laura Kelly did.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, every legislator knows the horrible things she said on the floor about unborn babies, about guns, you name the
about Catholics.
She will be very easy to reveal to people in her own words, as the liberal she is.
That's the key, is in her own words. You know, it's not often I get a constitutional law professor on the show. I'm curious what your take is on the governor's latest authoritarian executive order mandating face mask use, and for that matter, if you've even heard much about it, but, you know, Mayor Whipple just basically ramrodded a new Wichita ordinance with fines and penalties if people don't wear face masks. I'm curious what your thoughts are on that.
Legally speaking, they're both on shaky ground, and I've been discussing this with a number of other conservative attorneys in the state, and of course I taught constitutional law for 15 years. There are multiple constitutional challenges that can and probably will be brought if the right plaintiff steps forward. And I imagine we'll see plaintiffs stepping forward, just like churches step forward to challenge Governor Kelly's order, her early orders restricting church worship, you know, freely worshiping God in a manner the church preferred. Anyway, I think there are multiple constitutional challenges. Also, Kelly's statewide order is a problem on a statutory basis. You are very familiar, I assume, with what the legislature passed in the first week of June.
Right.
She goes way beyond that. And so I think there's likely to be a challenge, and I think she'll eventually lose.
We're talking with former Secretary of State Kris Kobach. Kris, I have to ask, what happened with the last scheduled GOP Senate debate? I mean, first they changed the rules, then they were going to look at it again. Then there was threats of, you know, you guys, three of the candidates might pull out. And then all of a sudden they canceled it altogether. It kind of seems like there's shenanigans going on. I'm curious what's your take on the whole process, what happened with the debate.
I can tell you exactly what happened. So it really began a week and a half ago, and you were there at the Wichita debate on June 24th.
Right.
And you may recall I specifically challenged Marshall on a couple of votes, a couple of things he did. I challenged him on why he signed a letter in May asking the president to bring in 83,000 more H-2B workers. He got very upset when I challenged him on that. I also, and Lindstrom, both of us challenged him on why he won't release the affidavit regarding that incident in 2008 where he allegedly hit somebody with his vehicle.
Oh, the traffic incident, right. Yeah, okay.
The intentional hitting someone with your truck in a field. Yeah, that one. And he could clear that up if he would just release he's got the ability to release the police report, and that would, if it really was a nothing burger, then tell us so that Barbara Beaulieu doesn't run an ad about it in the general. Anyway, he got very upset about me and the other candidates challenging his liberal votes and his liberal statements, et cetera. And so he went to the chairman of the party and said, hey, I don't want another debate. I don't want the fourth debate to be a debate. I want it to be a format. And unbelievably, the chairman of the party said, okay, Roger, you can have a cushy little forum where you just answer questions on a couch. And the rest of the candidates, we said, no, we all signed an agreement for four debates. If it's not going to be a debate, we don't want any part of it. And strangely, the party said, no, we're sticking with Roger Marshall. We're going to make this a forum. And so all of the other candidates have said, well, then we're not doing it. And so, interestingly, a number of TV stations and radio stations have come forward and said, we'll host a debate. So I am delighted that we are likely to have a debate. It'll just be not the one that the Republican Party was going to sponsor.
Amazingly enough, I may be aware of something along those lines, and that's all I can say at this point.
Well, I can't wait, and I hope you send an invitation to Roger Marshall. I don't think he'll accept it.
Trust me, invitations will be sent out shortly. Mr. Secretary, want to wish you the best of luck. If folks want more information or to volunteer or to donate, they can visit kriskobach.com, correct?
That is the place, yes.
Perfect. Thank you, sir. I will see you soon at a debate or forum in the near future. How's that?
I will be in Wichita all weekend this weekend, so you might even see me in Wichita.
All right. Thank you, sir. Want to remind you to join us for the Republican Women United Candidate Forum next Saturday at 9:30. We'll be broadcasting it here on KNSS. In the meantime, carry on, fellow deplorables. We'll be back right here next Sunday. We'll be here for you. You'll be here for us. And don't wear a mask.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.